This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3252 for Tuesday the 19th of January 2021. Today's show is entitled, Simple JSON Querying Tool, also YAML, and to a lesser extent XML. It is hosted by CRVS, and is about 19 minutes long, and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, CRVS talks about JQ, IK and XQ.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello, Hacker Public Radio audience. This is CRVS coming to you with an episode about JSON. Okay, so JSON is a very simple serialization language, much like YAML. And what makes it preferable over YAML is that, well, at least for me, I find it preferable over YAML because it has explicit syntax. Meaning there's no guessing about whether we're using a number of spaces or what's the other thing called, tabs. And there's no weird syntax like requiring a triple dash at the beginning of the document, such as Klaatu pointed out in his episode about YAML. JSON instead has a very, very explicit syntax type, but it remains an extremely flexible language for configuration. It is not sort of the be-all end-all of configuration languages. That would be another episode on that someone might want to do on UCL, the Universal Configuration Language. So JSON is has a few nice features. Well, it has the nice feature that is it is a completely flexible language. So it is composed of sort of atomic values, and these are either strings or numbers, and these numbers can be integers or floating points. So a null. Null is also a valid atomic value. And so a null is just the string null without any decorations. And then numbers can be placed without any quotes also. So either floating point numbers or integers, doesn't matter. Other than that, everything else needs to be quoted. And that is quoted with double quotes, not with single quotes. Yes, and that's about it for atomic types. And then you just have other more complicated types, other composite types, really, which are basically dictionaries, where you have a key and a key-value pair, where the keys are always strings, so always quoted. And the values can be anything, and that is either, it can be either strings, numbers, so floating point numbers, integers, null, or even lists. The notation for dictionaries is much like the notation for dictionaries in Python. It's a curly brace, and then the elements are the key value pairs are given as a key, so a string with the key, and then a colon followed by the value. And other than dictionaries, you also have lists, which can have an arbitrary number of elements, and the elements can be of any type, again like in Python. So the elements can be numbers, strings, dictionaries, and mixes of these things. It doesn't really matter. It's like it's fully flexible. You'll see an example in my in the show notes. Okay. Yeah. So that's all there is to the syntax. The syntax is only has these elements. Oh yeah. Of course, key value. Different key value pairs in a dictionary are separated by a comma, and different elements in the in a list are separated by a comma. That is it. One problem that people point out about JSON is that for human configuration, it so configuration that is intended to be used, written, and maintained by humans, it lacks one major feature, which is the ability to comment. That is where UCL comes in. Basically, and why am I even talking about UCL? But okay, basically, UCL is just a more forgiving version of JSON. Maybe sometime. Anyway, moving on. Yeah. So why continue talking about JSON? Why do I like JSON so much? Well, it's not only does it have a nice configuration, it's like you look at the file and you can sort of figure out how it's actually structured, and you can see all the different elements of the syntax, that and so you're making sure that things are not being hidden from you and things are going to be interpreted correctly. You also have this very nice tool for inspecting your JSON files, which is called JQ. And this should be available from your repositories. And if it's not in your repositories, you can also get it on GitHub. I put a link to it in the show description. Show notes. Yeah. And so the way JQ works is that it allows you to inspect into a dictionary by using the dot notation, so dot key. The normal way to have a JSON file is that your first level is always either a list or a dictionary, most often a dictionary. And then inside you have different key value. You have different keys with different values associated to them. And so, for example, if we have a list, if you have at the base level a dictionary where the first element is called first list, and is on the yeah, and then it has a list inside, and I want to see the first element of that list, then I can simply issue JQ space and then single colon, a single comma, single, not comma, not colon, quote, single quote, dot, and then double quote, first list, close quote, and then bracket one. So what we do here is, like, with the dot, we inspect the we inspect the given key, the value associated to the given key, and the key is first list, so there we go. And then with the bracket notation, we just simply get the kth element inside, which is the oneth element, in which case it's the first element of the list, or actually it's the second element, because the lists are zero indexed. Yeah, and if you want to inquire on example file, which is the which elements, which keys does it have? You can simply call the function keys, and that's you do JQ single quote keys, and that's no quotes, and then you can give it. Yeah, and then gives you the list of keys. If you want to just unravel that list of keys, you can also put empty brackets in front of it. The language is very versatile. It allows you to compose these things further by using pipes also inside the language. And yeah, so this makes it relatively easy to use JSON for configuring shell app some bash scripts. Like if you decide to make a bash script and you want to have your configuration be in some standard language, then JSON might be your friend, and JQ might be the tool for the job of, you know, configuring it. Okay, but how does this then relate to YAML? Well, another tool that you can also that you might also be able to find, well, that you can also find online, and I will put a link to it in the show in the show notes, is called YQ. And YQ and XQ actually are both tools that you can find. They're both Python packages. You can install them with pip, and they have the exact same syntax, and they perform exactly the same way. And if you give YQ a YAML file, it will output it in JSON. And pretty printed, of course. If you just give it no command whatsoever, the first thing it what it does by default is output it in JSON. If you query it, if you perform any queries, then it will output those queries also in JSON, the results of those queries in JSON. XQ does the same thing for XML, so you can just. So this allows you to sort of have the same syntax for querying XML, YAML, and JSON, and they all output to JSON. I'm pretty sure that with YQ you can also output to YAML, but YQ. Yeah, YAML output, yeah. If you pass the minus y, it will emit output. And if you can, and if you input with a JSON, you can pass it. I think JQ no. Yeah, and I think you can also output, yeah, oh, let's, okay, fine, let's try this in place. Let's go to HPR and JQYQXQ and cat example.json. There's my example file. And so now if I do JQ no command, empty command example.json, there we go, I have my example. If I instead do YQ, that does exact. Okay, so if I give it, if I feed it to JSON, it will know what to do. And if I do, yeah, and if I do YQ minus Y, and then I give it the JSON query, which is an empty query, and just do example dot JSON, it just implement, it just shows the example in it just shows the example in YAML. And so this way you can get a valid YAML from a JSON file. And similarly, I guess if I do XQ minus X, that doesn't work. So let's see. So if I just do XQ, how do I make it output in XML compact instead of pretty printed? It should do. Transcode JSON output back into XML and emit it. Okay. Okay, this way I can see for sure. Okay, so it's giving me exactly this. So if I do yq minus x and then example.json, yeah, that outputs it in XML. Why didn't it do for xq? It do the same for xq, I don't know. This is very weird. Okay, but anyway, that gives you a quick and easy way to, you know, parse JSON files or YAML files or XML files with one single, very simple query language, provided your use case is simple. There's more details on the show notes if you would like to read those. And with that, that is all. Thank you for joining us today on Hacker Public Radio, and remember to tune in tomorrow for yet another episode, or, you know, next weekday. This might come out on a Friday, I don't know. But hey, stay safe, and have a nice day. Bye. Wait, I'm actually back now. I figured out what was the problem with the XQ. So XQ is a little bit more finicky, because XML is a little bit more finicky. It requires having as a base a value, a single key value pair, so a dictionary with a single key value pair, and it requires that the keys don't have spaces in the names. So I was in my stupidity, I had made the JSON file as illustrative of all the horrible things that you can put into a JSON file that won't break, and it still won't break. Turns out that those things do break the XML contract, or the XML definition, because an XML file, so because the keys and the key value pairs in XML file and XML files are XML tags, and and they are required to have a main global tag, so root tag. This was not satisfied by the output of yq minus x, or indeed xq minus x. Actually, let's try doing that. So I have this I copied my example to a file JSON, example2.json. Which I'll open it now, and I removed all the spaces in the keys, and now I just put a root tag, which is basically I just have an initial. The root dictionary has a single key value pair where the key is, in this case, file, and the value is the rest of the what used to be the content of the file, really. Bit annoying, but if I now do xq example2.json, still doesn't work. Minus x. Still doesn't work, huh? But if I do yq, it does work, and it generates the everything properly. So yeah, xq can query the output of the. I can query the output of this with. Actually, can I query it without yq? Interestingly enough, yq doesn't seem to do well with querying the output of xq of itself, but xq does query it properly. So if you do xq and then just pass the command dot file, it will get all of the outputs that were there before. I hope that this will be, I'll try to make this more explicit in the show notes. Once again, thank you all for listening, and have a nice day. Bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.